Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast. This is episode 10. Today, we will talk about safety data sheets. And because this is a very short podcast, we will only cover the hazardous chemical classifications, basically those pictograms. Some of them are really descriptive. Others are not very intuitive, to say the least. So let's get started. When we look at the different classifications that you can have out there, I'll just go over the classifications, and then we'll sit down and break down each one as we kind of go through. So you can have acute toxicity, serious health hazard, also harmful, also irritant. That's kind of a little catch-all area. Oxidizing, environmental, corrosive, flammable, explosive, and then gases under pressure. Let's look at the first one here, acute toxicity. So for those who are listening only and not viewing, this is going to be the diamond with the skull and crossbones, basically the pirate flag. So these are going to be substances such as poisons and highly concentrated acids. And when we kind of think about that, we think about things like arsenic, diborane, chlorine, just kind of ones like that, which are really that nice concentrated acid, or it's a poison. The next one, we have the serious health hazard, and this is the one with the human with the exploding chest. So I don't find this very intuitive, so this one I struggle with this one a little bit, just to kind of understand this. So we look at a serious health hazard. So this is a cancer-causing agent, carcinogen, or substance with respiratory, reproductive, toxic organ causes, and over time, chronic and long-term health effects end. So when we think about these examples, we could think about the common things from history, such as mercury, lead, ammonia, cadmium, carbon monoxide, hydrochloric acid, and sulfuric acid. Let's go on to the next one. Here's the catch-all one. This is going to be the diamond with the punctuation symbol inside of it then, exclamation point. So with this one here, it's the health hazard, also harmful, also irritant. And it's not listed as also. Sometimes it can only be one. Sometimes it's actually all three. So this is kind of that catch-all area then. So immediate skin, eye, or respiratory tract irritant. Or a narcotic. So narcotics are really bad in the workforce. You start to get sleepy, you're not thinking correctly, and thus, of course, if you're handling chemicals, we really want people to be on their toes, and certainly not having this narcotic effect then. So when we think about these examples, ethylene glycol, formaldehyde, chromic acid, and different petroleum products out there. The next one is going to be the oxidizer, and this is going to be the O with the flames coming off of it then. So when we think about oxidizers, they don't burn, but they help to liberate oxygen, of course, and that makes a fire burn hotter and faster then. So, and when we think about those, the typical one is hydrogen peroxide, bromine, and nitric acid. The next one is a non-mandatory section on the SDS, environmental. This is going to be the one that has the dead tree with the dead fish by it. So this is basically chemicals toxic to aquatic wildlife then. So when we think about this, we kind of go, of course, also back to the history, and we think about when we learn about the Romans and all the rest with their use of mercury, lead, nickel, arsenic, cadmium, all that stuff. We know that not only is it bad, of course, for humans, but if it gets down into the environment, it can also be bad for the trees and fish. Corrosive. This is my my favorite one because it shows liquid eating in the steel and, of course, liquid eating in the hand. So for me, if I didn't speak English, at least I would say, whoa, that's awful. I need to not have this come in contact with my skin or with anything that's metal. So We know that on corrosive stuff, it's typically either very low or very high on the pH scale. So something that I did, which is not part of the standard, so don't take it that you have to do this as part of the standard, is I like to also list the pH of the chemical too then, just so that anybody else kind of knows that how corrosive is it then? Because not all gloves are going to work on not all chemicals, of course. And then I list the glove too, because things like the different solvents, they just don't have the same gloves. But I digressed. Let's look at examples of this: hydrochloric acid, hydrofluoric acid, sulfuric acid, ammonia, and sodium hydroxide. So all these are really corrosive to skin and to metals. Flammables. This is going to be the big flame one. So again, if I didn't speak English, I could at least look at this and say fire. Fire is bad. I need to not handle this until I figure out. I talk to somebody, I read something, I figure out exactly what I'm going to do with this chemical. And when we think about these, examples are acetone, benzene, isopropyl alcohol, methyl ethyl ketone. And something that's not part of the standard, but I also do, is I list the flash point of the chemical too, just so that they know, is it something like isopropyl alcohol, which is going to liberate fumes that can burn at 56 degrees, or is it something like gasoline at minus 40 then? So everything will liberate fumes at a different temperature, of course, so we also want to go back and kind of understand this. Explosives. I do not have any experience with this stuff in the workplace. I've seen this on the side of trucks, of course. I use this in the army, but as far as the workplace, I've not seen this. But when we think about it, it basically looks like a exploding bomb on the side then. And this is going to be the unstable organic peroxides. Think about things like TNT, nitroglycerin, dynamite, those kinds of things then. So let's go to the next one. Finally, one that I see all over the place, but is not always properly labeled out there, are going to be gases under pressure. So basically, it's just a gas cylinder inside of the red diamond. And when we think about this, they're all over the workplace, all over just everyday life. So we have things like nitrogen, propane, ammonia. You can also find a lot of hazardous gases inside of these. Think about like like HCl, arsenic, the different ones like that. And they come in all kinds of shapes and sizes too. And that is it for episode 10. Today we only focused on those pictograms out there, which is, I think, a really nice thing. If you don't speak English, you would at least say, I now see a warning. I know that something is bad. I've got to go get more info before I proceed on. To me, they're not always intuitive, and that's why that I really like to sit down and do everything I can to help people understand how to read and understand these. Thank you for joining me today, and have a safe day.